Here with you again on Friday, Steve Goss, alongside Mara Davis. And with Mara is her list of not-to-be-missed concerts for the weekend, appropriately called Mara's Music Mix. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Steve. That voice, it is extra velvety.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some network promos after this.
Some movie trailers. Well, let's start the weekend off with jazz. We're getting going at Aisle 5 with a double bill. The Nth Power and Dynamo are playing there. Now, the Nth Power is a great jazz band. They've got some serious players in this one. They're actually their drummer. Toured with Beyonce for many years.
Nikki Glaspie.
So this is a serious roster of extremely talented musicians.
Yeah, and Nikki has said that the music is just a delivery platform for spreading love worldwide. So that's their ultimate goal. It's really not making music, she said.
Okay, well, I know you love to spread love.
Yeah, and well, she was trained at Berkeley, so I don't know what that means. But
spreading the love, man. So starting off tonight, the Nth Power and Dynamo at Aisle 5.
See what you want to see, and hear what you want to hear.
So on Sunday, the Jewish Music Festival is underway in Atlanta, and there's an interesting artist whose real name is Matthew Paul Miller, but on stage he goes by something else.
By Modest Yahoo. Well, if you've ever seen him live, it's such a fun, energetic performance. It's also very inspiring, and the fact that he's a Jewish reggae rapper. When he first came out, I remember people were like, what is this? Is this a joke? Is this real? And it is absolutely real. His biggest hit, One Day, is what he's associated with. But he's so fun to see live.
Don't want to fight no more, no more war. Our children will play one day.
Hip-hop to reggae to beatboxing. I mean, he does everything. But if you listen carefully to what he's saying, the lyrics have meaning for people of faith.
And I love that because I think it's nice to see different genres merging together. We should all appreciate everybody else for what they do.
Let's cue up Kumbaya right now.
That's Modest Yahoo at City Winery on Sunday night. So the New Year's Rockin' Eve, people are still like, oh my God, did you see Mariah Carey? It was okay. But Lucas Graham also performed. A lot of people forgot about that. And they put on an incredible performance. This is a great, they're a Danish pop band. And you know the song 7 Years, which is a huge, huge hit.
A half a billion YouTube hits for that song.
Incredible. I loved her performance. I thought it was amazing.
Her histrionics, her commentary about how the sound is not working and where's my monitors.
I thought it was a diva moment, supreme, and I've watched it 8 times. She's got a tour coming up with Lionel Richie. Now people are talking about her nonstop. She knew exactly what she was doing. But Lucas Graham, also an incredible group, Tuesday night at the Tabernacle.
We're stretching out the weekend a little bit, which is fine with us. The weekend's going to go all the way to next Thursday, the 12th of January. Robbie Faulks is playing at Eddie's Attic.
So I'm excited about this artist because when I was in Nashville, my only time I went a couple of years ago, we went to the Station Inn, which is a legendary bluegrass and country music venue. Well, Robbie Faulks was playing. And it was one of the most entertaining, musically tight, hilarious shows. Robbie Faulks has such a great sense of humor, and he's a wildly talented multi-instrumentalist and a singer and writes great songs. And now he's nominated for 2 Grammys this year. He talks about being nominated, and he was like, I was going for a swim with my swim coach, and he didn't want to brag about it because he knew nobody would care, but he was just like how Sturgill Simpson was shocked about being nominated.
He's really something else.
He's a full-service entertainer. That's Robbie Faulks at Eddie's Attic on Thursday night.
Alabama at night, Alabama at night. You took the wheel up 119, I scanned the road ahead, trying to let off.